Staying ahead of broadleaf weeds and mostly lower markets, I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today, and we're inviting you to join us for a holiday vacations tour hosted by Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin to explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria this September. For more information, visit holidayvacations.com, keyword Ag Today. Corn and soybean growers know this all too well. If you lose the battle to broadleaf weeds early, you're giving up yield and profit before the crop even has a chance. The good news? There are powerful herbicide tools available to help you stay ahead of those fast-moving, yield-robbing invaders. C.J. Miller has more.
Problematic weeds for Indiana and Michigan, for my conversations with folks, would be water hemp and giant ragweed.
That's Matt Geiger, Agronomic Service Representative with Syngenta. For soybeans, he recommends Tendovo. It's a pre-emergence herbicide to battle those broadleaf weeds.
And the beauty of it is it's also easy on the soybeans. We all know if you want the highest-yielding soybeans, you want to plant them early, right? So if you spray this on early planted beans, shouldn't see the crop injury from it, and that preserves yield. And also, if you have broad spectrum weed control, that means your crop is not competing with weeds early season. Even a few weed escapes from a few species can cause a yield hit. So with Tendovo herbicide, easy on the beans and broad spectrum weed control, and should keep you clean up until you make that post-emergence application.
For corn, Geiger recommends Storin herbicide.
Quick thing to remember about Storin herbicide was 90% of the time you are getting 95% or better weed control versus other products in the industry. 50% to two-thirds of the time you are getting over 95% weed control. So far greater level of consistency. When you come in and make that post application, you're basically just layering that residual, giving yourself the highest chance of clean fields at the end of the season.
Learn more about Syngenta's full list of herbicides and other crop protection products at Syngenta-US.com. I'm CJ Miller.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
A little damp for your Thursday in Michigan. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Michigan Ag Today's weather update. We're starting the day with a moisture, a minor frontal boundary, trying to work its way through. Hit and miss of scattered showers over lower Michigan. Coverage around 75%. We're talking totals anywhere from a tenth to a half an inch. So it's not huge, but we're definitely not drying much here at all. We're going to be seeing this boundary kind of stagnate in southern parts of lower Michigan and into northern Indiana, northwest Ohio. Right along that old boundary comes wave number two. As we move from the overnight tonight through tomorrow, good rains over central and southern parts of lower Michigan. Another quarter to three quarters of an inch can fall there, and then this front sags southward through the rest of the eastern Corn Belt. Behind it, we are colder to start the weekend. Saturday looks chilly as Canadian high pressure sits right on top of us. Then we get on the backside of that and warm up for Sunday. We stay dry for Saturday night through early Sunday morning, but are watching moisture come in with the warmer air by Sunday midday and afternoon. I think Sunday can feature another quarter to 1 inch of precipitation with nearly 100% coverage across the entire state. This sets off a pattern that's going to be fairly active for next week as well. We may not see any moisture Monday, but then Tuesday, Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms, some of them strong, lingering showers early Thursday. Then we see another system trying to come through Friday night into Saturday of next week. Yep, definitely seeing activity here, and it's going to make it difficult to dry down exceptionally fast in many parts of the state. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword ag today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Final numbers from yesterday are coming your way, but now let's take a closer look at how it all went down. Grain markets were mostly lower, with corn, soybeans, and especially wheat under pressure amid weaker trade. As wheat led declines, corn and beans posted more modest movement. Here's Andy Eubank along with Tom Fritz with EFG Group in Chicago for a closer look.
Plenty to talk about. A lot of volatility with major moves in outside markets, namely the equity markets and crude oil after that Iran two-week ceasefire announcement a night ago. Tom, the grains and oil seeds, not a whole lot of movement other than Chicago wheat, which was sharply lower. What'd you make of the day overall?
Well, I think overall, you know, if you looked at the initial reaction, corn was down, 6 or 7 cents. Wheat, however, you know, they took it in they took it on the chin. Beans at one time were down, 18 cents. They finished a little bit higher on the day. Soybean oil stayed fairly depressed. Soybean oil traded limit down shortly after their reopening. So I think any market that, you know, that was closely tied into energy, you know, felt the effects of it. But how does that explain the wheat market? Well, I think what happened with the wheat market, it was kind of like when the crude market was going wild. It was like risk on. Let's buy some wheat. Well, I don't know of any justification of owning wheat with higher crude oil prices other than inflationary. So, the wheat market was the one that really stayed depressed all day, just because, okay, where's the rationale to own wheat right now if the inflationary pressures are gone? There's still beneficial moisture being forecasted for a good part of the hard red winter wheat areas. Soft red wheat, I hope everybody noticed the condition ratings. The first set of the season that came out on Monday.
And that was Tom Fritz with EFG Group in Chicago. May corn finished at 447 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. July corn weak as well, down 2 even at 458. May soybeans showed some strength, up 3 3/4 to 1162. July beans also up 3.5 to 1178. May wheat sold off at 580 and a quarter, down 17 3/4. June live cattle in the black at 249, up 80 cents. And June lean hogs down $2.40 to $104.65. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible.